First reading is from Zechariah, chapter 13, beginning at verse 7, page 887 in your pew Bible. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my associate, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, that the sheep may be scattered. I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, says the Lord, two-thirds shall be cut off and perish, and one-third shall be left alive. And I will put this third into the fire, refine them as one refines silver, and then test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God. The second reading is from James, chapter 1. Beginning at verse 12, page 229 in your Bible. Blessed is one who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord had promised to those who love him. No one, when tempted, should say, I'm being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. When one is tempted by one's own desire, being lured and enticed by it, then when that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and that sin then is fully grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved.
One more time, we hear the Lord's Prayer, or most of it, this Sunday. This is our last Sunday of the series on the Lord's Prayer. I'm not talking about for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, because that's a doxology, and as you see in the book of Matthew, it is not a part of the Lord's Prayer. Pray then in this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.